This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Check in with you people coming up in a little bit here in this segment. Back to your phone calls on Alec Bohm on the BG retirement. I guess a little wrinkle that was thrown in yesterday by BG and his podcast tour. But, Hugh, before we go any further, how about this? So we wondered, and we'll find out, I believe, sometime in the second week of May.
Yeah, I think it's early May.
Early May, we'll find out the NFL schedule, right? We'll get the release of the schedule.
The games, where we home. Well, we know the home and away, right? We just don't know.
The order. Yeah, we know who we're going to play. We don't know the order. And then, of course, the Eagles will open the season with that season opening Thursday night kickoff as the defending champions. And we wondered a few weeks ago, months ago, whenever it was, like, I wonder who it could be, right? Like, who's the right matchup for, or whatever it is, Amazon or NBC, to kind of start the season off? And, Hugh, one of the options was the Detroit Lions, right? Because they're a team that will play here this year. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Big picture matchup, two big teams in the NFC. They should have probably played last year.
They were front runners all year long.
Right, and then the Lions fell apart and they got picked off, so we didn't get to see them in the playoffs. Maybe that would be the opener. Well, I can tell you who wants it to be the opener. Amon-Ra St. Brown, star receiver for the Lions. He was with Kevin Hart for some reason.
Yeah, another guy similar to The Rock and Vin Diesel.
No, who's just played out.
Kevin Hart, man, come on.
No, I'm with you on Hart. I'm Kevin Hart.
Way too much Kevin Hart.
You don't like Kevin Hart anymore?
It's a lot. I mean, like, when he got on the podium after they won the Super Bowl in February 18, it felt like we jumped the shark.
By the way, 33%. Are with me on the poll that The Rock is a fraud.
That's a significant amount of people who think he's a fraud.
33%.
It's a wonderful Hugh spin. You're losing and saying, well, I got 33%.
No, like sometimes we put out polls where it's like we know,
yeah, I know,
that the majority of people are going to be against us.
Yeah.
But the interesting part of the poll is how many people are actually with you. That says more.
A lot of haters.
More than the fact that 66% of people say he puts butts in seats.
A lot of haters. I think people forget the late 90s wrestling days. I mean, that was where The Rock
again,
put butts in seats.
Don't care about that. I'm talking about him as an actor who stinks, by the way.
It doesn't matter.
He's not a good actor.
The Attitude Era.
He's a terrible actor.
Incredible television.
Don't care.
Anyway, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Back to Amon-Ra.
For some reason with Kevin Hart. Listen to what he said about playing the Eagles week one.
My way. That's what I wanted to hear.
Hopefully we play you guys week one.
Oh, is that your wish?
It is.
Well, guess what? I'm going to make a call. You want us, you got us.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry.
First of all, I don't know if Kevin Hart has any pull in this. I don't think he does.
No, but it's funny. He said, you're welcome, man. I'm sorry.
I'm going to make a call.
That would be a fun game.
You want the Lions week one?
That would be a fun game because the Lions are looking at it like this. I can tell you exactly how they're looking at it. We should have played y'all. Mm-hmm. It's the matchup that everybody wanted, but it's a year too late because the stakes are not the same. But in your eyes, you look at them as the same. Like we would have gave the Eagles all they could handle. That's fine. That'll be a good game, and everybody be excited to see it.
So I have two thoughts. We're going to play them here anyway, right? It's a matter of when, September, October, November, December. Wouldn't you rather them a little bit later in the season, in the cold, out of their dome, in bad weather, and Goff does not play well in the elements? In on September 7th, it could be 80 degrees outside, for all I know. The other thing is, our defense is a work in progress. Their offense is pretty darn electric. I think I'd rather see them in November rather than week one.
No.
Why?
I think week one's the best time to get them. They have two new coordinators.
Well, that's a fair point.
Like, so...
There's both sides of it.
If anything, they're going to take a few weeks to hit their stride.
They'd be coming off their injury.
Yeah. They're still learning things on both sides. Yeah. I think that's the best time to
catch them early.
Yeah.
I'm with Kyle at this one.
Okay. I get it. Just, you know, golf in bad weather, he stinks.
Yeah.
Golf in nice weather or a dome is pretty darn
good.
Well,
so we don't know if the game's, if they're here.
They're coming here.
Okay.
It's a matter of when we get them here.
Whatever.
All right, you want to start off with the Lions? You want them?
Yeah.
I'll take Detroit.
And plus, forget the Eagles fan in me. I think the NFL fan was hoping all season to see the Eagles play the Lions.
The great offense versus the great defense.
Yeah, that was sort of we felt like we were on a collision course and the Lions blew it. Now this feels like the best opportunity to scratch that itch for a lot of people.
Yeah. It would be a marquee
hell yeah.
It is like a whoa matchup to start the season. All right, let's go. We got Herb in the Northeast. Herb's up next. What's up, Herb?
What's up there, Joe? Okay, I'm getting ready to umpire down here at 11th and Bigler. So anyway,
Hugh, you going to the game?
I got a game today. I had a game yesterday over in Fairmount Park.
How'd that one go?
Very good. Everything went good.
Do you have a big strike zone or a small strike zone?
No, I wasn't on the plate. I was on the bases. My friend Jack Stanzak that I used to play ball with coaches the Roxburgh High School. But they lost 12-2. You've been ripping these guys. Look,
who?
Marsh is not hitting, and Boehm is not hitting.
Nope.
If you're going to change the lineup tonight, you're going to change the lineup, then, okay, 7, 8, 9. Boehm's 7, Romuto's 8. And Marsh is 9.
I'm good. Okay? So you're with me. What, Castellanos sitting clean up tonight?
Castellanos, yes. I see something in Castellanos this year. I noticed him the last couple nights. Mm-hmm. I see him. Okay, Castellanos. He's swinging it. He's in the strike zone. That one he ripped right to center field yesterday.
The wind knocked down, Herb. That should have been a home run. The wind stole that.
Something. That was a line drive base hit, okay? And that's the way Richie Allen used to hit. That's the way Ryan Howard would stroke a single, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was on that pitch, okay?
Stroke a single.
I think Castellanos is going to have a big year this year, okay? And if he keeps hitting like he hit yesterday, the way he's stroking the ball, the rest of the players are going to see that. You know, Harper's Harper. Mm-hmm. He's going to grind it. He's going to grind it, and he's going to get his pitch, and he showed you last night, home run. So, you know, it's a process, okay, because a lot of these guys are playing – in spring training, they were not playing on the road. They were playing only at home.
Well, they don't like to get on those buses.
Right. They don't want to go on the buses to start in the bus lineup. You know what I mean? Which I think is stupid because you don't get the you need to see certain pitchers, okay? Because the other you're in a bus and you're playing a team like Detroit or New York.
In Lakeland.
Baltimore.
Sarasota,
You say Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that far. No. The thing is,
Fort Myers, you got all the spots.
You're going to see guys that are in that in the starting lineup that's pitching. You know, they're starting five. You're going to see these guys. Very few. They're not going to they're not going to have their minor league guys. They'll have a few, but they're most of them that are going to, you know, from like the second week on, from like March the 5th, March the 10th, you're going to see guys that are the pitchers, okay?
You ever ride a green machine, Herb, like you? Green machine?
You need to see these pitchers, okay? And then
forget about it, man.
By staying home at Clearwater – and lifting your weights and taking BP or whatever you're doing, or getting ground balls, that I can do that any day.
Well, yeah,
you have to hit the starting pitcher for the other team, okay? And you got to see a little more. So, you know,
how the workouts going lately?
Games ain't enough.
Herb, have you working out lately?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, gradually, man. I've had a bad cold a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, no.
I umpired when it was 50 mile an hour wind. Woo. And it must have got in my sinus and in my throat, and I've been coughing and spitting up phlegm, and it
That's
was
gross.
Just bad.
Yeah.
It's finally I'm finally feeling a little better the last couple of days.
Well, that's great, Herb. All right, Herb, have a good game today. Hugh will be there.
He won't be there. You know Hugh's regimen. Going home. Get some rest.
Hope Herb feels a little better.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
He sounded like he was a little sick.
Mm-hmm. You noticed he was blaming Bohm's slump on not riding the bus and going to the road games in spring training.
Yeah, okay. Not getting that extra work in. That's what I kind of heard from that.
Kind of calling him lazy. I mean, that's what I heard him say.
But he said most of those
vets,
guys don't like riding
the bus. Yeah, the young guys do that. Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, listen, I got something for Joe and for Hugh. All right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're in a quandary with Bohm.
Agreed.
And I agree with you. Like, I don't think you bench him. You put him down in the lineup. The guy was an all-star last year. Put him down in the lineup. Let him work himself way back up. Like, I don't know what's going on with this kid. Like, it's not physical. I think it's mental. I don't know. But let's just let him try to work himself back up into the lineup. Obviously, we tried to trade him. Nobody really was a taker, and so we've got to just work it through. Like, just let this guy work himself through and just move him down the lineup and see what he can do.
You know what? I think it would take pressure off from Tom. If he goes down there and he grounds out a double play, it's a different kind of feeling than if he's batting fourth tonight and the first inning, two guys are on and he grounds out a double play. I think that you almost have to protect him and get him out of a big spot.
Yes. But benching him, I don't think is going to help him. You need to just move him down, let him work himself back up again. Like I said, he was an all-star last year. I mean, he's shown potential. I mean, he's a, number three draft pick?
Yep.
I mean, the guy's got skills.
he's just got to work it out himself, like within his own self.
He does. So what do you got for Hugh here?
Okay, well, Hugh. Yes. With your toy. With your toy. There's a toy that reminds me of you.
What's that?
Okay. It could be a violent, like type game. Short-armed. Okay, but you knock the head off of people.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots, baby.
That's not nice.
Rock'em Sock'em.
I used to have a Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Me too. They were awesome.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
Dude, that's the way you played, though. You had short arms. You were physical, but you knocked the heads off of people.
Yeah, that's what I tried.
It is true. There's nothing really funny about it except that you have short arms, and that's funny.
No, my friend Lance told me that. Man,
but your arms were longer.
Actually, and Tom, good call. Speaking of Shrimp Douglas, we had some sit-ins today. Some nice people hung out with us for a few hours. They did it for charity and hung out. And we took a picture.
Hold on. They hung out with us for charity?
Well, they
Make-A-Wish kids?
No. They bid on something for a good cause.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the prize was they
the
got
way
to,
you framed that was like okay, they did us a favor by yeah,
they did
by
charity
out with
a
us.
They kind of did. And this was a favor.
Well, they did. They were very nice. Anyway, when we were we took a photo together, the four of us at the end, and one of the guys said, "I'm taller than you, Hugh."
Yeah,
and I just thought to myself, "Well, he's Shrimp Douglas."
Yes.
That's why Shrimp
never meet your heroes.
No, like, do you know how many times
he
I
was
get
surprised
that?
Oh,
Thought you were bigger. Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Nope.
That's cool.
But your arms would be longer. You play in the NFL.
No, it's best when the kids like. When I went down to Delaware State, the kids sized me up like, "Oh, he's a first round draft pick.
You were a defensive end?
He played. I got a shot.
That guy's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
And they should feel that way.
Doesn't believe in defense.
And they should feel that way.
Dinosaur arms,
and
shrimp
size. What is he? 5'9"?
T-Rex arms. Yeah. If he played NFL, I got a shot. And they should feel that way.
5'9" from Central City.
5 foot nothing.
You Douglas.
Tiny.
All right, let's grab Tyler, and then we got to get to you people. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Thursday. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, we're good, Tyler. What's up?
Good, good. So, first thing, I have to apologize to Hugh. Last time I called, I was dogging Taiwan. You guys were at the stadium that day. I said he'd go four innings, and he was right, so... You know, you got to give props or due. So congratulations on
I appreciate it,
the
Tyler,
Taiwan Whisper.
Tyler, you don't have to do that, man. Listen,
I've been inflate this guy's ego.
I've been in Philly long enough to know how we roll and how, you know, it can get a little tight around. But I'm not. I got thick skin. I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate
it. Okay. All right. Yeah, no problem. But, yeah, with this Bohm thing, look, home cooking this weekend. Let's move him down the order. If that doesn't work, you got to bench him for at least a week. We got Sosa, we got Clemens, we got guys who can fill that role at third base. He's got to figure it out. Or almost do what Dennis Rodman did. Take a week vacation. Go to Vegas, go to AC, blow off some steam. You know, let's see what happens.
You know, Tyler, I understand the idea and it makes sense. I never thought we'd put Dennis Rodman and Alec Bohm in the same conversation. But we arrived here now. Tyler, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, so I get it, and they could do that. I think they did it in 2022, I guess, early in the season. That was when he had the moment where he said he hates it here. And then Girardi sat him down for a few days after that to kind of calm down. And then they kind of built him back up. You could do it. The only issue with that is you're playing a man. Like, if you're literally not going to play him for a week, you're playing a man down. The opponent has 26 guys, and you have 25 because we got a head case here. We're trying to figure it out. That's not easy to do it for that many days. I could see it for like a series, but if you're going to a week here, you're playing with a lesser roster because you're trying to help him out.
And you hope that he figures this out, man. I do believe that it had something to do with outside forces as far as what he's dealing with and how he's handling that. That to me, that's the biggest thing. When you're in a slump like that, it doesn't help to get frustrated.
Yeah.
You just have to work your way through it. And I hope he's talking to somebody because I know for a lot of people, the psychological aspect of sports is not a big deal, but it is now.
Sure.
And this is the space that we're in. And I know for a lot of people, it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that, oh, well, he makes too much money, but that is a part of it. I remember when Coco Gauff, when she was like, I left the game for mental reasons. And everybody was like, what are you doing? She was at the top of her game. And you had to sit back and say, okay, it's different now. These kids are a little bit, probably a little more overwhelmed with social media and everything. And everybody has access. Everybody has access to you now that you never really had before in some way, shape, or form. And if you're not one of those people that can turn it off, on and off like you want, then it's hard to manage all of that.
Yeah, it's like it never goes away. The game doesn't end.
And that's just why, you know, and I'm saying that because you remember, he said early in the season, he got away from everything. He just unplugged.
That tells me when someone does that, they know themselves and they need to put it away. Otherwise, it'll overwhelm them. All right, speaking of people, let's check in with you people.
You people.
All right, so yeah, we've gathered the best of the best YouTube comments today. There's a lot of them. Actually, there's a new account in here.
Okay.
Who I think was created solely to say mean things about me.
Great.
So rent free in your head, whoever you are, buddy. First comment that I saw today, which was a great one. This is from Jimmy. Everyone make sure to say good morning to Hugh before he whoops our ass.
Well, see, Jimmy, it's not about whooping anybody's ass. It's more about, you know, we're in a safe space. And if you're coming to somebody's home, you just don't come in and plop your butt on the couch. You speak.
People are feeling the sensitivity.
No, I mean, because as you come in the home, you got to speak to somebody.
You know, this is kind of like Spike's thing. Because remember he had the Bill of Spike, right? You got to say hi to all three of them when you enter the show. If you say hi to one, you have to say hi to all everybody.
Yeah, and that goes for anybody, man. And it's just common courtesy.
Yep.
But I admit it was a little sensitive.
Yeah, speaking of Hugh and me, Ashley wonders, why is Kyle such a you-know-what to Hugh? I don't think I'm mean to you.
I don't think
you're a nudge.
You are a nudge, but I think we do it to each other. And like I said, I'll say this to the day that I, because people ask me the same thing. Why are you going? No, he's a fan. He's a diehard fan. He's a 4-for-4 fan. And my job here is to try to take him behind the curtain, even though he ain't trying to hear it most of the time.
Yeah, I just don't like the excuses, the lying.
But it's not excuses. But we're gonna be on different sides of this sometimes, but it's never personal. It's never personal.
So in other words, you're plant-based and he doesn't like it.
Well, basically, no, he doesn't like it because Kyle likes what he wants when he wants. That's why I can't wait to little Kyle.
All right, so some of the popular Hughes Clues guesses that we've gotten today.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, include Pet Rock. Part of the Pet Rock. I know that was a big thing.
That was a big thing.
Pet Rock was so stupid.
Yeah, but it was a big thing.
No, I know it was a big thing.
Sea monkeys?
You know what they were? Brine shrimp. Mm.
And what were you about to say?
I was about to say something else that started with an F because I was mad.
Oh.
Because I was the guy that went out and saved my little coin. It was like 30 bucks.
Poor Hugh.
To get the sea monkeys. And they have them in a little pack, and they say, you got to take them out of the pack, and you just watch them grow. You got to feed them every day with this little powder.
Yeah.
No, and they were supposed to grow, and we thought they looked like sea monkeys. They were brine shrimp. they put the eggs in the dry powder, and they put it in the thing, and they tried to tell you. It was just brine shrimp.
I found an article. The sea monkey fad scammed millions of boys and girls.
Man, I was hot. That's why, hot.
Yep.
Hot.
Many people wondering if you would fit on a big wheel, Hugh.
Not now.
No,
but to that point, I was going to get a big wheel. It was a motorized big wheel. It was a company out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get it, and I was going to go pick it up, and I forgot the contact info. Because they'll make you one. You could get – there are trikes for –
adult-size big wheel.
Yes, and it has a motor on it. I could have made it any way I wanted to make it. I could have put a wheelie bar on the back of it. I was going to get one.
You know, when you search this, the third thing is adult big wheel tricycle.
Well, see, they're wrong. Okay. That's just a description, but that's not what it was.
I mean, this is how they're selling
it. And I was going to get it green. You can get some with the white wall tires. Man, they do these things nice.
Handbrake?
Handbrake, all that. It's like a little, it's like you got to see, it's like riding a big wheel with an engine.
So, Joe got powder comps yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What I got today?
You ever hear of Moby?
The artist?
Yeah.
Musical artist?
He does.
Here we go. Like, he's saying with.
I think he does one of Bryce Harper's walk ups for the Phillies.
Did he say, is that too sexy? Not too sexy.
I don't know.
He sang one with.
He has glasses.
No doubt.
Yes, he does.
The glasses.
That one I kind of see.
Mm-hmm. Moby. Yep. Okay, I can hear you, Moby.
Yeah, you also got cotton candy on a stick. I'm not sure what that one means.
That's weird. Maybe because I have a bright blue sweatshirt today. Is that why?
Maybe.
It's got a cotton candy kind of thing.
Also, many wondering why you hate AJ Brown.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't hate AJ.
Well.
No, hold on. Because who doesn't want to spend on defense? And I say, well, what if we reallocate the resources? That's not hate.
Sounds like a hater.
That's not hate.
you were kind of abrupt when you said, get rid of him. He was just like, get rid of him.
He was the first one that popped into your head. You were quick. You were quick to throw A.J. Brown on the trade.
Yeah, he was like, get rid of him.
Some would say too quick.
Hold on. Would you rather get rid of Devontae or A.J.?
I would like to keep them both because we're here.
No.
Okay, that's not my choice. Okay, if I had to make a choice, I'm keeping A.J.
Yeah, no, get rid of the big mouth.
That's me too. I think AJ's better, but I think he's a big mouth and he's older and has had knee issues.
Y'all worrying about the wrong things though.
No.
You need some attitude and swagger on this team. You can't. Everybody's not going to be choir boys, man. Everybody's not going to fit into the nice little box that we all try to put them in. I'm okay with it.
But I want them to.
Former defensive end on the show, I'm trying to bring defensive players here.
I get it.
Yep. Not about an AJ.
All right, last one. Everyone wanted me to cut this audio of Joe when we were coming back from this break.
We got a little Woody thing going on over there.
Little Woody thing. That was funny.
I meant what I said.
I know what you meant, but it just sounded funny.
Well, the context is the music that was playing.
Friend.
The music was playing for Toy Story.
You got a little Woody in
me. We only do things out of context here.
I know. Well, I assessed it correctly. Kyle, like if you told me there's a Disney character, Kyle would dress up as Woody.
You were spot on. I used to dress up as Woody all the time.
Dress up as Woody every day?
Yeah.
It was every single day. Didn't even have to be Halloween. I was Woody.
You dressed up as Woody every day.
Big and Woody guy.
You didn't mention it, but I'm sure the YouTube people agreed with me that The Rock is a box office star.
He's a fraud.
He's a box office star.
That's why he didn't give it to you.
He puts butts in the seats. Phillies win tonight?
Do they win it? Yes.
Yeah. Guarantee it? A guarantee? Jesus Lizardo on the mound?
First of all.
Against Schwellenbach?
What we're not about to do.
Come on, Hugh.
I'm not about to be the guy that guarantees the win.
Don't ruin it.
Fine. They win tonight. The Phillies win tonight.
It's a guarantee. Enjoy the game. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.